Syria has condemned the U.S. president's decision to support Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. Foreign Ministry in a statement described Donald Trump's move as, quote, irresponsible. It also said that the Golan Heights will remain Arabian and Syrian, regardless of the U.S. president's recent remarks. The statement also noted that the Syrian people are determined to recover Golan Heights through, quote, all available means. Russia also slammed the move, calling it a direct violation of the United Nations decisions. The Arab League, the EU, and Turkey also supported Syria's territorial integrity, saying they do not recognize the territory as part of Israel. Israel occupied parts of Syria's Golan Heights in 1967. The UN does not recognize the area as Israeli territory. Let's bring in Mr. Michael Arnold, researcher on Islamic studies and the Middle East via Skype, who's joining us from Istanbul itself. Thank you very much, Mr. Arnold, for being with Press TV. My first question to you, why do you think, to begin with, Mr. Trump must come out with a comment like that?
Well, I think, you know, there's a number of immediate factors at play, aside from the historical ones. One, of course, from the Trump presidency, we've seen, you know, a number of moves related to Israel, particularly, obviously, the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital, which violates international consensus. And now we have the recognition of the Golan, which as well violates international consensus and is a clear violation of international law. So, of course, there's the, you know, domestic political considerations within the U.S. consider. I think we definitely cannot discount Israeli Prime Minister's, you know, attempts at re-election, even with ongoing corruption probes. So this will give him a boost with his base, as well as there's ongoing things in the background, such as energy interests, for example, particularly in the Golan Heights from American energy companies. So, you know, having the Golan officially under Israeli sovereignty might help push some of those interests forward.
Mm-hmm. Do you think comments like this will be able to change anything in Israel's favor, given the fact that, you know, so far that I speak to you, some countries have come out and spoken against what Mr. Trump has said?
Yeah, I think, and like I said, there's a very clear international consensus, you know, against this declaration. It represents, you know, in some ways, one small point of unity of actors in the region who are otherwise divided on, you know, multiple other issues and multiple other issues in Syria. So from Turkey to the Arab states, etc., have all come out and of course, condemned this in rhetoric. What actions can be taken, of course, is another issue altogether.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael, Mr. Trump is quite famous for being spontaneous with his Twitter. Do you think that this is something well thought of, or do you think that this is one of those things that he has basically come to it on his own?
Well, that's a fair point, and I think, you know, that remains to be seen in terms of the reaction. Often when Trump has come to things on his own, it seems, perhaps in the middle of the night, you see a bit of scrambling from his advisors, sometimes publicly, sometimes behind the scenes. So I think it remains to be seen at this point how they react to this. However, you know, I think it is in line very much with the Trump administration's approach to Israel since he's come to office, to slowly recognize, you know, Israeli sovereignty over areas occupied in 1967.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing, as I speak to you, and you know, you're in Istanbul yourself, you know this, there is an emergency meeting going on of the OIC members that was basically actually called for the massacre in New Zealand last week. But because of the recent Trumps by Mr. Trump, Mr. Erdogan, president of Turkey, just came out and said a few words about it. So my question to you, in parts of his comments, he said there should be some sense of unity against what's happening in Israel, especially in light of Golan Heights and what Israel claims. My question to you is, what is it that the Islamic countries can do via meetings like this, or perhaps coming up with statements, or what is it they can do to basically consolidate the ownership of Syria in face of what Israel and now recently the USA?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, concretely, at this point, there's probably not much that can be done. I mean, the reality is that Israel has occupied this piece of territory since 1967. And you know, despite a lot of rhetoric, whether that's coming from Arab states or from the Syrian regime itself since that point, very little concrete action has been done. And it's actually been used by many of these regimes across the region to sort of bolster their own political standing, right? So discussing the Golan, discussing Palestine as a means to sort of allow, let's say, pressure out from their own populations who may be dissatisfied with their own governance. So practically speaking, I don't think there's a lot that could be done at this point. However, having said that, you know, I think clear and consistent statements from bodies like the OIC, like bodies from the Arab League, even from the EU and other players, that constantly denounce this and do not recognize the legality of Israeli occupation over the territory, of course, will prevent this from becoming just an accepted fact around the world that, okay, the Golan Heights is now part of Israel. So, I mean, I think that's pretty much all that can be done at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Michael Arnold, researcher on Islamic Studies and Middle East out of Istanbul. Thanks for your time.